Are you wondering what you can do to increase your website traffic? Or are you maybe wondering how long it's going to take after applying an SEO strategy to your content to see progress or growth in website traffic? Hey guys, happy Wednesday. I'm answering those questions in today's episode, and four tips that you can actually apply to your SEO strategy that will help your website traffic grow quicker. We're going to be talking about niching down and keywording your categories and why you want to do that, using low competitive keywords in your content to grow your traffic, niche specific content that connects and solves, and contextual linking strategy, and I'll explain what that is later. All of those things are absolutely necessary to apply to really see traffic growth to your website content. So get ready to take some notes and learn. Let's hang out. Welcome to the Simple Content Marketing for Mompreneurs podcast. Do you want to grow your online business using organic marketing without feeling intimidated or overwhelmed with SEO? Do you find yourself going down a rabbit hole on Google searching for things like what's SEO, SEO for dummies, or how to find the right keywords? I totally get it. Hey, I'm Katie, wife, blessed mom to two of the funniest kiddos, Jesus lover, tech nerd, and a content marketing coach. I struggled to grow my online business avoiding SEO and optimizing my content because I thought it was way too intimidating. I thought that you needed a team of marketing experts and had to be an SEO guru to be good at SEO. Until I learned that SEO and keyword strategy is not as complicated as it seems, and optimizing content for effective marketing and organic growth only takes maybe an hour or two a week. So totally simple. So grab some pen and paper, reheat that coffee, and let's grow your business together with simple SEO keywords and content strategy, along with some Holy Spirit and scripture-based encouragement. Did you know that I have a free community of mompreneurs who want to grow their visibility using SEO and keywords? We have daily prompts, Q&As, and live trainings in the group to teach you how to effectively apply SEO and keywords to your copywriting. We also have weekly accountability and support threads, and I'd love for you to join the group and be part of the community. And you can request to join at bit.ly/contentmarketingmompreneur. Has it been a little while since you started using SEO and you're wondering when you will start to reach more people? The number one question I always hear being asked is, when does SEO start working? And the answer is, it varies. There's not really a one-size-fits-all kind of answer when it comes to SEO. And SEO isn't just about optimizing your content with keywords. There are a lot of things to optimize to make SEO really strong, but there are ways that you can optimize your content for a faster process if you are optimizing the right things. It really just depends on where you are prioritizing your optimization. With my first blog that I had many categories and tags that did not even match my niche. I didn't research how to correctly use these things at first either. So, as an example, I had a blog category and would use tags like mom or DIY or how to. And FYI, how to is not a tag. It's not even a category. So I looked at it as a way that I would learn as I go. And since I didn't understand the whole SEO concept at the time, I was using keywords, but not really optimizing my content for Google or for my readers. I was basically writing just to write. Not only that, I was writing not only for one niche, but many. There was no target audience. I had no plan and no clear solutions offered inside of my content at all. The way I thought about it at the time was, I'll just write whatever I want, and whatever niche that I can tap into, I'll just go with that. So obviously, you don't want to approach business growth that way. You either won't grow at all, or it will take you forever because there's no clear strategy that you're using to grow. You also want to be able to plan things ahead of time, like your content. You don't want to create content on the fly. You at least want to know a few weeks in advance, at the very least, I would say, what you're going to write about the next time. So for me, knowing what I'm going to write about ahead of time saves me so much stress and overwhelm. I can't think of content to write on the fly. My brain does not work that way. I have to have the content planned out so I know I don't have to stress when it actually comes to my content creation day. So if you have mapped out your content and keywords ahead of time, you have saved yourself probably an hour of time and can dedicate that hour to optimizing your content with low competitive keywords. And importantly, links, niche-specific tags, and make a really juicy problem-solving piece of content. The only thing out of these tips I'm going to share with you that I got right was linking to important pages. But those important pages didn't matter because I was offering the completely wrong thing to the wrong audience. For all I know, it could have been a completely boss sauce offer, but because I didn't take the time to learn how to optimize correctly, I wasted a lot of time creating content and freebies that didn't even resonate with the right audience. So there are four specific ways that you can tighten in your SEO strategy. And these are mainly ways to help bots and search engines that crawl your content understand what your website's really about and who your audience is. That way your audience can be categorized properly on Google and shown to a niche-specific audience. SEO isn't just about optimizing the content itself. You kind of have to think of the bigger picture when it comes to SEO. Like, where else can you use specific keywords beside your content that lets search engines know for sure what kind of audience you are favoring or speaking to? So that's what I'm going to share with you today. So for number one, what you would really want to focus on for the four ways to actually really make your SEO strategy strong would be niched, keyworded categories and tags. There are many reasons why you would use niched, keyworded category words and tags. So for one, using very niched keywords helps you tighten in your content and write more specifically for your reader. And when I say keyworded categories, you would actually be using the most popular keywords of your niche, which would most likely be the very highly competitive ones. And this is part of the website SEO as a whole. You're not doing this to be ranked for the content on Google. You're doing it so search engines know how to categorize your content. So if you have broad categories, think of a category or a keyword that you would most likely write about that you can make niche specific for your overall topic and keyword phrases for your tags. So the more niche specific that you can be, the better your content has a chance of ranking in search. The most important thing to remember though is not to use keywords for both. So if you've used keywords for a category, don't use that same keyword as a tag. You can maybe include that specific keyword as a very short phrase. So for example, if I have a category for blogging, I wouldn't want to have a tag for blogging. Blogging would be like a core category that I would write about. So I would need to think of some subtopic keywords related to blogging, like blogging tips or blogging resources. A lot of people don't use categories and tags correctly, so you want to make sure that you're using them for the purpose that they're actually meant for. And you want to try and create categories and tags that are relatable to your content. Don't make various random ones. It's really important to also keep the categories and tags that you use very minimal and small. Don't have a plethora of tags and categories to choose from, because after that, it kind of just starts getting confusing. And don't use tags to one piece of content where you're using like 20 to 30 tags. You really want to keep everything really tight. So a category is just what it sounds like. It's a category. So a category is basically the label for what the content is. A tag is like a glossary or an index. So this is to help personalize your content. So when someone is searching something for something specific on your website and they're using the search to find something, which, side note, you always want to make sure that you have a search box, at least on your blog or archive blog pages, so readers can quickly find what they're looking for. And you are tagging your content with those searchable keywords so your readers can quickly jump to that specific content they need right then and there. So number two is to focus on low competitive keywords for your content, which is keywords on every page and inside of your content. So of course, when you're starting, you're not going to rank highly for competitive keywords right away, if at all. The goal is, no matter how small the search volume is for a keyword that you can rank for, that your content is ranking on page one or two of Google for that keyword. That's where you want your content to be. So even if you have a keyword and the search volume is 200 and the SEO score is 20, that keyword is up for grabs and you should totally use it. So ideally, you want to be looking for a keyword or phrase that's even better, that has an SEO score of 29 or lower. And depending on where you are at with your domain and how long you've been writing content, I wouldn't really focus on the search volume of the keyword. I would focus on the SEO score. But to give you an idea of a number for the search volume, I would start with 10 and higher. So I know you might be saying, 10 people, that's going to take me forever to grow my website traffic. But it might be saying that the search volume is 10 now, but when it updates, which keywords usually update every quarter, every 3 months, that keyword has the potential to go up in numbers. So it's really important just to focus on a low SEO score starting out, and you have a big opportunity with that keyword to grow long-term in the future. Number three is get very specific and clear about what you are solving in your content. So there really shouldn't be any room to question what your expertise is. This should reflect in the keywords that you're using, the problem that you are solving, and who it is that you're writing for. It actually really helps beforehand to map out your content in a Google Sheet, or if you're wanting to write it down, you can write it down. So you can create a category and then what I like to call like placeholder titles and content ideas for future posts. The length of content also matters. So you really want to focus on making it skimmable and the right length for your reader first, not Google first. User experience really matters a great deal when creating content. And Google actually favors content that is strategically created for the reader first. Just so you know, if you didn't know that yet. To make your content really niche, what helps me when I'm creating content is to think of what I'm solving for my ideal client first and then write it out. You really want to focus on expanding on that specific topic and get really juicy about it. So, three things that you need to clarify for your reader inside of your content is, one, why they need to do these steps. What's in it for them if they do these steps? Two, how to solve the problem that they're having. And three, CTA, which I like to say, the tell them factor. You always want to tell them what to do next. And number four, strategic internal linking, which is also called contextual linking. So obviously, when you go to read someone else's content, they have linked to other pieces of related content, which is only part of the strategy. The goal of internal linking is to link to extremely valuable content, like sales or service pages on your website. And the more links that that specific page has on your website, the more valuable that content is for Google to show in search to your audience. So instead of linking to other pieces of relatable content your main focus, make your main focus linking to very important pages to your website. So of course, don't link to these pages where it doesn't make sense in your content. If there's any way inside of your content to briefly summarize your products or services or whatever it is that you're offering, mention it briefly and kind of explain it and then link to it at least a couple times strategically within that content. It is still really important to link to pieces of relatable content, but the higher priority are those sales pages or product offers or whatever it is that you're offering. You really want to make sure that you're putting the priority where it lies, and that's where you're going to make the most income for your business, if that makes sense. So how long it really takes to grow your website traffic with SEO depends on the length of time that you have had your domain, as well as how optimized that you have your content. It is possible to see growth within 6 weeks, depending on what keywords that you're trying to rank for, but it could take up to a year. There's really no definitive timeline. The good thing about SEO is when you have optimized your content correctly and it does start working, SEO kind of works like an extra way to market. So you're not the only one marketing your content, but SEO is also marketing your content for you. If you want to learn how to strategically grow your website traffic with SEO, you should join my group. I do monthly trainings on how to apply SEO to your content and how to create juicy, optimized content that makes your reader want to stick around and read. And this is your official invitation, and you can request to join at bit.ly/contentmarketingmompreneur. I also have a free content strategy resource roadmap that will help you strategize your content and your categories and tags, and how to search for the best keywords for your niche. You can find the link in the show notes below. It's been fun today, and I hope this episode has provided you with some tips that you can take and apply and make your content even more optimized. Talk later, friends. Friend, I hope you were inspired by today's episode and can apply these simple, tangible tips to your content strategy. If it did, can you do me a favor and share this episode with a friend that might also want to take advantage of SEO and organic marketing? It would also bless this podcast if you took a minute to leave a review over in Apple Podcasts. It lights me up to know if this podcast is helping you and also helps more like-minded mompreneurs who want to grow their business organically find this podcast too. If you haven't yet, you should join my Facebook community where we support, encourage, and hang out. You can find the link below in the show notes. For more free content and coaching, you can find that on my website, The Content Marketing Mompreneur. Talk next time.